Item 14, American Shed. Adam, how are you?
For those commissioners who don't know me, my name is Adam Kenyon. I'm a fisheries planner across the hall here and planning some statistics. This is going to be a public hearing, proposed amendment to Chapter 4VAC 2530-10 pertaining to American Shad to consider the establishment of a limited permitting system for the American Shad bycatch allowance fishery to comply with interstate management plan requirements and to assign fishery permits in a fair and equitable manner. To give you a little bit of background about the American Shad fishery, Virginia has requested and received a limited bycatch allowance of American Shad every year since 2006. The basis of this original bycatch request was to convert these dead discards of American Shad that individuals were catching into a usable product and to it for a small bycatch allowance. The bycatch areas in which people were allowed to catch American shad during this time were limited to very small areas in the James, York, and Rappahannock River. All these areas were above the first bridge. American shad stocks are managed on river-specific areas, so any individual fish that is turned up the river is considered to be a Virginia stock. So you can see that these areas are very limited to where they can actually fish and, of course, below the spawning ground. The only gear that they were able to take these fish in were either anchored or state gill nets, and they were also limited to 10 American shad per vessel per day. And since it is a bycatch fishery, they must possess an equal number of food grade species, including spot, croaker, bluefish, catfish, striped bass, or white perch. And of course, they were, according to regulation, they were required to report weekly to the IVRS, and they're required to report their harvest and effort information, including if they had no harvest at all. That was a requirement of having this bycatch permit. All permittees who had this bycatch permit had to allow VINs to sample their catch. This information provided age, size, and sex composition for reports, as well as provided information for hatchery evaluation. More recently, ASMSC approved in February 2010 Amendment 3 to the Shad and River Herring Fisheries Management Plan. This amendment required each state to close their American shad fisheries by January 1, 2013, unless the state submitted a sustainable fisheries plan. This was based on the stock status of the 2007 American Shad Stock Assessment, which said stock status up and down the East Coast was low. This Amendment 3 also will require each state to monitor their bycatch. Virginia submitted their sustainable fishery plan in October 2012, and it was approved by ASMFC board. Instead of a yearly plan like it's been in the past, this was actually approved for 5 years, so this plan will run from 2013 all the way through 2017. The sustainable fishery plan requires each state to monitor and report information from the sustainable bycatch allowance. The plan will allow for a maximum of 500 American shad harvested, and that annually, so each year 500 American shad, which to date Virginia has not been over that bycatch allowance. We're usually under 300 American shad, and allows for a maximum of 30 American shad permits annually. And usually on an annual basis, Virginia is sitting at around 24 to 28 permits recently. There was concern from industry members that because whenever you limit a permit, there would be a rush on permits. So they wanted to come up with a way to keep individuals who had been fishing in this fishery. They wanted to keep them able to actually get this permit and actually catch American shad as a bycatch. On January 15th, we discussed the permitting options at the Fisheries Management Advisory Committee, the Fish Management Advisory Committee. We discussed two options. We discussed status quo, which FMAC did not support, and we also discussed eligibility requirements based on previous permitting and previous reporting activity. The FMAC recommendation at that point was to grant permit eligibility on an annual basis to individuals who within the last 3 years have both held an American shad permit and complied with all reporting requirements. Since Virginia's sustainable fishery plan is contingent upon monitoring bycatch and reporting, FMAC thought that it was very important that we put in that reporting requirement into the recommendation, because if we are not complying with that reporting requirement, then that is going against why we were granted that sustainable fisheries plan. To date, there are no public comments received on this issue. Just to give you an idea of what FMAC was looking at and what we're looking at, as you see this bottom for 2012, the most recent year, there are 20 individuals that actually obtained an American shad bycatch permit, 6 of them that actually landed shad, and 9 of them who either reported landing shad or the other part of that reported no activity or reported not catching shad. That's the other part of the reporting requirement. So cumulatively, what they're looking at is the last 3 years. So for 2013, they're looking at years 2010 through 2012. So for 2013, there were 19 individuals who both held an American shad permit and also either reported catching American shad or reported not catching American shad, so complied with that reporting activity. And that's what they were basing this eligibility requirement off of. Staff recommendation was consistent with what the Fisheries Finfish Management Advisory Committee recommended. American shad bycatch applications will be due by February 5th of each year. Due to the timing of the approval of the Sustainable Fishery Plan for Virginia this year, what we are recommending is for this year and this year only, that applications be due by March 15th, since February 5th has already passed. And we also recommend granting permit eligibility on an annual basis to those individuals who in the last 3 years have both held that American shad permit and complied with all reporting requirements. At that February 5th application date, remaining permits that are not given to eligible participants will be given as applications are received until a maximum of 30 are reached. If there are more than 30 applications received, then we will distribute those permits through a random drawing process. And these changes can be seen on page 3 of your draft chapter 530.
Questions of Adam? Is there any public comment on this matter? Seeing none, the public hearing is closed. What's the pleasure of the commission?
I'll move to approve staff recommendation.
Motion to approve staff recommendation. Is there a second?
I'll second it.
Seconded by Mr.
Seems to be a reasonable plan.
Yeah, agrees. Seconded by Mr. Fox. Any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. The regulation is amended. Thank you. Well done.